Jesse Holmes originally comes from Alabama and eventually made his way to Alaska, where he started mushing in 2004. His most recent sled dog race was the 2018 Kuskokwim 300, although he did not finish, and before that he won the 2017 Kobuk 440. Usually he runs his team between 13 and 15 miles per hour on average, but in training for the 1,000-mile Iditarod Trail, Holmes says his dogs won't be moving quite as fast.
I've got the team dialed in where they're looking really good between 9 and 10 miles an hour. I still have some of the speed, but they really don't have that 13, 14 mile an hour speed anymore. They don't look good doing that.
Holmes admits he may have to change his rest and runtime strategy during the Iditarod, as he has never done a long distance sled dog race before. The rookie out of Nenana says he bought a dog team from Sebastian Vernot, who won the Rookie of the Year award during last year's Iditarod. Holmes says with four leaders from Vernot's team and some winners of his own, he has his eyes set on that top rookie award.
Well, Rookie of the Year would be nice, but really my focus is to run this dog team to the level of their capabilities. Right now, all I've seen in the past shows me their high level of desire and athleticism, so I'm going to try to push to the front, not the very front, but somewhere in position of the top 10, and try to stay there as long as I'm seeing the right things out of my dog team.
As Holmes sees it, standing between him and being Rookie of the Year is another 2018 Iditarod rookie, 2017 Yukon Quest champion, Matt Hall.
I know how to run 1,000 miles, my team does as well, but this is the Iditarod, so we don't know it, so I don't like goals. My goal would just be the finish line, which is, you know, pretty basic. I would hope that it's more than just the finish line, but, you know, we're going to have to see once we get down there.
Comparatively, Hull has run 5 Yukon Quests, which he explains is due in part to where he grew up.
I started out with Quest because it's kind of in my family. My father's ran it before where I grew up in Eagles, one of the checkpoints, so I've just seen the race for a lot of years. So in 2015, I was like, all right, I need to go back to Quest again. And then we had a bad run that year. And that was my only time I've ever scratched from a race. And so then to myself, I was like, now I got to go back again and rebuttal on that. So then the 2016 season, and then 2017, last year, we were really hurting for money.
Hall says he and his wife were not planning on doing any 1,000-mile races in 2017, but lo and behold, he got the money to run the 2017 Yukon Quest, which he ended up winning. Following that win, Hall says he had the sponsors and funds to afford Iditarod this year, so here he is. In addition to Hall, at least 5 other 2018 Iditarod mushers have done the quest previously, including Catherine Keith of Kotzebue. Keith says there are advantages to running both 1,000-mile sled dog races.
I don't necessarily see them as competing races, but rather complementary to different styles of teams and different styles of mushers. And so I think the races do call to different types of mushers. And so we get to, it's great that we have two trails like that that we can travel on based on our teams and our own desires, because we get to see more of the state and the Yukon that way.
So far in the 2018 Iditarod, the leaderboard shows Jesse Holmes is the highest position rookie out of all 16 competing. For KNOM News, I'm Davis Hovey reporting in Anchorage.